We only see each other probably once a year, and it's when Burns Night comes round. So you're well prepared for a night of celebration.
Nice, it's nice that you've recognised this as a ukulele, because the last time I was here, you called it a very small guitar.
But I learned from that from that experience.
I'm glad.
Now, obviously, Burns Night, big night, and you're a Glaswegian.
That's correct.
And how will you be celebrating tonight?
Oh, well, I'm actually going to hear someone else singing tonight, but... I do, over the course of January, attend several Burns suppers where the life and works of Burns is celebrated in song and story.
And the ukulele, what part does it play?
Well, I've just adapted the ukulele. I was previously a guitar player and still am, but I took a fondness for the ukulele, having had one and never knew how to play it. I taught myself how to play it, so I think it suits the kind of Burns song.
There's a little echo somewhere, and that little echo may not be going out on air, but it may be just in the studio. It's almost adding to the atmosphere. But the song that obviously you wouldn't bring it in, not play us a tune, sing us a song. What's the background to this?
Well, this is quite an interesting song. This is the ultimate love song, Frank, and as you know yourself, Burns was noted amongst other things for his great love songs. My Love Is Like a Red, Red Rose is probably the most famous of all. But this song is a real gem, because when Burns went to Edinburgh, he was like a superstar, because he was feted in all sort of society. They loved Burns, and everywhere he went, he attracted great quantities of people. But whilst he was there, he had a love affair with a woman called Nancy McElhose, who was a well-known actress in Edinburgh at the time. But however, Mrs. McElhose, as she was already married, and her husband owned a plantation in the West Indies. She conducted this clandestine affair. A lot of it was conducted in writing. They wrote to each other, and Burns called her in the letters Clarinda, and she replied to him calling him Sylvander, in this sort of coded love affair in writing. And all these letters are held in Glasgow University. And one was lost, one very important letter was lost and only found in the last few weeks. So it's quite a topical song. But Mrs. McElhose, as she was, decided to put an end to this extramarital affair she was having with Robert Burns and return to her husband in the West Indies. And when they met for the last time, Burns gave her this song as a parting gift.
All right, well, we will hear it. We will hear it, Hugh.
A fond kiss, and then we sever. A farewell, alas, forever. Deep in heart-wrung tears, I'll pledge thee. Warring sighs and groans I'll wage thee. Had we never loved, say blindly, had we never loved, say kindly, never met or never parted, we would ne'er be broken hearted. Fare thee weel, thou first and fairest. Fare thee weel, thou best and dearest. Thine be ilka joy and treasure. Peace, enjoyment, love, and pleasure. A fond kiss, and then we sever. A farewell, alas, forever. Deep in heart-wrung tears, I'll pledge thee. Warring sighs and groans, I'll wage thee.
You can see the smile on your face the whole way through that. You know, it's such a talent to be able to play and to sing. I envy anyone who can do it. But a Scotsman doing it today, that's from the heart, isn't it?
Well, I've been a fan of that song all of my life. I learned about Burns mostly from my mother and my aunts, who were all great fans. And I learned that song because I knew it was important to Burns. And it's a song that was unknown for quite a long time, but it's very, very popular now. It would be very popular in Scotland.
So it's off now for the Haggis, is that what you do?
I had some last night, so more this evening.
Are you slightly recovering from last night?
No, sure. I look after myself, Frank, you know.
That's interesting, yeah, you're a pioneer.
I'm a pioneer.
Yeah, and you wear the pin, so it would have just been eating as opposed to drinking.
That's right.
Hugh, thanks a million. I love when you come in and you play it, and it wouldn't be Burns Night without you dropping by. Thanks
for having me, Frank.
Thank you, and everyone who's of Scottish origin, and of course that's quite a few of you, who will be enjoying Burns Night tonight. Have yourselves a wonderful time.